The Digital Coach is brought to you by Distinction Communication, where we help story and storyteller drive ideas and information.
Today's topic, the one thing concept. Every month for over 5 years, I had an opportunity to write a column for Presentations Magazine. And because it was called Creative Tips and Techniques, there was always a certain amount of pressure to make those 1,300 words something that would help challenge people to get way beyond the basics of PowerPoint and start doing some things that were new or at least different. Now, a nice byproduct of having a national platform for your writing are the calls that came from time to time from people who wanted me to speak at their conferences. And here's how some of those calls would go. Hi, Jim. This is Karen from XYZ Organization, and we just wanted to see if you'd speak at our annual conference in 8 months. I always loved to interact with the people who read the column, so I usually gobbled up those opportunities. But the next question was often this one. So, what do you think you'd like to talk about? Now, on one occasion, I had just finished watching that Billy Crystal movie, City Slickers. This great urban warrior flick was about how he and his neighborhood buddies decided to head out to a dude ranch to rediscover themselves. And along the way, their paths crossed with a crusty old trail boss played by the late Jack Palance. And on a long trail ride one day, Curly had these words of wisdom for Billy Crystal.
Do you know what the secret of life is?
No, what?
This.
Your finger?
One thing. Just one thing. You stick to that and everything else don't mean.
That's great, but what's the one thing?
That's what you gotta figure out.
Inspired by the dialogue, I told the person on the other end of the phone that I wanted to talk about the one thing concept that was going to make everybody a great presenter. It was a bit of a tongue-in-cheek topic idea, but within a few weeks I sent off my outline and didn't really think much about the topic until I walked up to the conference center 8 months later. As I approached the room, I noticed it was jam full of people, standing room only. Now, I thought the other speaker had just run long, so I asked the guy standing next to me in the doorway what was going on. Endicott from Presentations Magazine is talking about the one thing concept, he said. I was beginning to regret my cocky reply months earlier. Here's how I started my presentation. After a brief personal introduction, I took a run at exploring with them the lofty goal of the one thing concept that would change how they presented forever. I plopped my big black briefcase with me up on stage, and I said, well, let's see if we can find your one thing concept. I reached in, pulled out a CD-ROM, and said, now this is a competitor to PowerPoint, and it promises dazzling multimedia presentations in minutes. With that, I turned to an audience member, and I said, so has it been a while since you've been dazzling? The person sadly nodded, and I said, for $149.95, you can be dazzling. Maybe this is your one thing concept. I put it away, pulled out another CD-ROM that contained 10,000 clip art images. Now this one, I told them, this one says it'll add pizzazz to your next big presentation. The good news is pizzazz comes a little cheaper, $19.95 for pizzazz. I put it away. I reached in, pulled out one of those remote pointing devices and said, good news, this one promises that if you use this, you'll present like a pro. $79.95. Well, after a few minutes of these weak solutions to presentation effectiveness, I had to finally declare what was becoming humorously obvious to everybody in the room. There is no one thing. Wouldn't it be great if we could use our credit cards to buy dazzling, pizzazz, and wow? But it's a false hope. It's always been the case that being an effective communicator is just plain hard work. There are no shortcuts. It takes a lifelong commitment to personal communication excellence and a willingness to hone the craft and try some things that take us out of our comfort zone from time to time. So let's stop kidding ourselves. What makes our dentist good is not the tools that sit on their tray. And we can't expect to master this critical life skill by simply buying the latest remote pointing device, PowerPoint add-in, or filling presentations with funny YouTube videos. Unfortunately, there's no shortage of those who are more than willing to sell picks and shovels to the miners, but those things will most likely make little or no difference in your personal effectiveness. So what is the answer, you may ask? And that's a fair question that demands a reasonable response. In over 20 years of working with presentations and presenters, there are three things that seem to be present in every great presentation. And I'd like to share those observations, as well as some practical ways you can personally apply them. The first one thing concept is that every presentation cries out for a compelling storyline. The kind where in the first few minutes of your presentation, the majority of the people in your audience are sitting forward in their seats thinking to themselves, this is good stuff. This is going to be time well spent. When presenters forget about this important dimension, their presentations become a very self-serving communication of disjointed information and ideas that often lack focus and relevance. But there's a trick to engaging an audience quickly. Here's how to execute that critical opening. After a brief introduction, craft a personal 3-minute story that covers these three key areas of emotional engagement. Early on, communicate the pain, the collective issue that people are experiencing in your audience. Then transition into the effect that that challenge is having on them and others. This is the step that creates essential common ground so you can move your audience ahead together. Finally, move into the need it's creating today. This is the focal point where your topic begins to take clear focus. Then, as you conclude your story, ask them an important question so they internalize the thought. Pause and hold eye contact. This powerful springboard will prepare your audience for your message every time. For more information on compelling storylines, see the Digital Coach podcast on the 7-step persuasive message model. The second one thing concept is that for every storyline, there's an illustrated story. It may be a simple prop for your presentation, it may be a brief product demo or rich images on screen, but remember, the visual part of the story can never replace the storyteller nor take you away from the storyline. Here are some key points to remember. Well-designed PowerPoint presentations make horrible handouts. They need a storyteller. If you're trying to accomplish both goals, having your PowerPoint be a great visual tool and a great handout, it simply won't work. The presentation medium is extremely detail-averse, and the more you put on screen, the less people get. Use the 7-second rule to simplify your visuals. That means no more than 7 seconds of content introduced at one time. Not 70 seconds, not 7 minutes. Good illustrated stories capture the essence of your message. They're graphically rich and short on words as a visual crutch. Audiences reward creativity. Instead of PowerPoint, use a prop. Great gestures or an occasional picture on screen to help them visualize the storyline. The third one thing concept is that every presentation story requires a compelling storyteller. Great presentation stories need to be told, not read. It's the reason Hollywood is quick to take a good book to the big screen. They can make the printed page come alive in a way that tweaks the emotion, and so can good presenters. Whether you're telling your employees about a bold new initiative or your investors why you deserve a next round of funding, people place their trust in people, not pixels. Never, never underestimate the power of the business storyteller to propel a message to amazing places because of their passion, presence, and relational delivery skills. Audiences will forgive a multitude of presentation sins if a presenter is passionate and interesting. I've got to admit, there's something very alluring about the idea of a one-thing concept. For the promise of an improved golf swing, I bought one of those swing trainers you see on TV infomercials. For a mere $19.95, it was going to change my golf game forever. Well, the reality soon became obvious. Nothing short of hours on the range, dozens of lessons, and getting out on the course on a regular basis was going to make me the golfer I wanted to be. So what kind of presenter do you want to be? Join us again for another edition of The Digital Coach.
For more information on Distinction Communication, visit us at distinction-services.com. At distinction